It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hands.
Welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with our European correspondent, Karan.
Hey, guys.
Who joins us all the way from Hong Kong. Karan, you hurt your elbow playing some football this week. Is that we yep. hear?
Yep, that is pretty much it. Although, I got to say, it was a very, very rough and needless tackle by the ball.
The rough and tumble tackle from the ball, which we should send back to VAR to investigate.
No, it's no point. I mean, there's no way they're going to, red card the ball for that because it's all fixed.
Nonetheless, you are here to carry out your European correspondent duties, Karan, because we are here to talk about match day 3 of the UEFA Champions League. We are midway through the group stages and we have had a few interesting games. We skipped match day 2. We did not have a podcast reviewing that. And incidentally, as it happens, if you combine those two match days, I think the only significant result that we really skipped, or a result that was really earth-shaking, or maybe not, was a certain match in North London where it finished Tottenham Hotspur 2, Bayern Munich 7. So let's talk about that game a little bit before we dive into where we are at with all the groups right now.
Well, what can we say? I mean, you can take Bayern out of North London, but you cannot never take North London out of Bayern.
Karan, if you consider that game and what happened last night, Tottenham did bounce back and they had a 5-0 win to themselves. Incidentally, in the group, Tottenham are placed at one win, one loss and one draw. And the goal difference is exactly zero. So they lost one game by 5 goals and won another game by 5 goals.
Yeah, I think Tottenham this season have kind of, reached that stage where, you don't really see them improving any further. I think the cycle with Pochettino is at a stage where the only way they can kind of, improve is by, freshening up the squad with some genuine quality, which, let's face it, hasn't happened. And it's been a problem for them, not just this season, but, with the stadium coming up over the last couple of seasons where they haven't really been able to make any significant signings. And if I remember correctly, they didn't make a single signing last season. But in that regard, you have to say that, what Pochettino has achieved, especially in the last couple of seasons, is quite significant because he did it with virtually the same squad for such a long period of time, which is not very, very common, because every season, teams look to improve in terms of their personnel, in terms of their tactics, etc. But with Tottenham, it's just been the same thing over and over again, and now, they're found wanting.
And speaking of other teams from the English League, of course, we have one Soccer Sense team involved in there, and that would be Liverpool, who returned to winning ways, finally won an away game in the Champions League, even though it was against Lowly Genk in Belgium. But nonetheless, at least they're back to the winning ways. They did lose the opening game against Napoli, but then they played out a thriller the week we did not pod again. We missed out on the thriller they played against Salzburg. Incidentally, Salzburg is a team who has combined to score 5 goals in the last 2 games in the Champions League, and they have 0 points to show for it because they lost 3-2 yesterday against Napoli.
Yeah, so Salzburg really have to, sack the manager and probably get Captain Von Trapp to manage the team.
Clearly, the Red Bull is not really working at this point. But Karan, like I said, in terms of English teams, there is really not much that is left to say about Manchester City, who are in this group of whatever the opposite of death is. They're
Europa League.
They're riding pretty.
Well, actually, no, that's wrong, because Europa League in many ways is
death.
So,
so it's a synonym, not an opposite. But with in a group that has Dinamo Zagreb and Shakhtar Donetsk, they're riding pretty. They're sitting on top with 3 wins out of 3. Healthy goal difference as well. Bit of a disappointment have been Atalanta, who we were very excited about that they did get through from the Serie A into the Champions League, but unfortunately have had three straight losses and have been mostly terrible for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much. I think with Atalanta, the kind of setup that they have, I mean, it was a huge achievement for them to get to the Champions League. And to be fair, they're doing quite well in the league this time around. So there's a very good chance that they will be back in the Champions League. But I guess it's a case of, you know, being overwhelmed by the environment of the elite of Europe. Although, to be fair, I don't really think you can call this group as the elite of Europe. But at the end of the day, it's still, you know, the Champions League. So
I mean, come on, Karan. don't slag off this group as not being elite of Europe. I mean, it has people like Shakhtar Donetsk.
Exactly. But, you know, you have Manchester City there, so I really don't know how elite it can be considered.
Nonetheless, the shocking thing about Atlanta has been, Karan, that they have conceded 11 goals in the three games, the highest number conceded by any of the teams across all the groups. So that probably is the main source of concern.
True. Yes, I think that is definitely that their defense has been a problem in the Champions League. They're not really known to have the most world-class of squads, especially when it comes to their defense. They can get away with it in Serie A, but in the Champions League, it's a whole different story. So I think this is definitely going to be a learning experience for them, and I'm quite confident that they will make it back to the Champions League again next season, if not anything, simply by a war of attrition, because you have teams like Roma and AC Milan and the Lazio who aren't really covering themselves in glory in Serie A this season. So there's a very good chance Atlanta make back, and I think this experience will hold them in good stead the next time they come knocking.
And let's talk about the third English team now, the team that has made a sleeping impact, really, because we thought this would be a tough group originally when we were speaking about this group in our preview. And that would be the group containing Chelsea, Ajax, Valencia and Lille. Chelsea right now sit on top with two wins, but this could turn out to be a very tight group because Ajax are on second spot, Chelsea are on top simply by the virtue of having beaten Ajax yesterday, which incidentally, as you were mentioning, is a significant result, an important win for Chelsea.
It's a very, very important win for Chelsea, especially considering that they lost a home game earlier in the competition. I mean, there was a time where, you know, we could have taken a look at this group and said, well, you know, Chelsea are just cruising through this. Not so much in 2019, because it's a completely different Chelsea. It's, in many ways, a chained Chelsea, because they've been, a lot of things have kind of been forced upon them with, you know, the whole ban in terms of making signings, and, you know, they've kind of, it's a new manager, a new setup, everything. So if anything, that's kind of opened this group up a lot more. I mean, we know what Ajax did last time, but again, they've lost you know, some key personnel themselves. Valencia were pretty poor last year around, but you know, they have shown a good amount of improvement this time. So there is all the chances for there to be for all the teams in this group to really, you know, consider themselves having a possibility to make it to the next round. And how far are Lille in this group? I can't really recall.
They're right at the bottom, and incidentally, Chelsea will face them on the final match day. So this could be Lille just have 1 point, but it could come down to that Chelsea Valencia game, which will, I think, be on match day 5. That could have a significant impact on this group.
Yeah, I think it will, because we know what happened last year when Manchester United visited Mestalla on the final day of the group fixtures, because you know, everybody assumed that, you know, Valencia was so poor last time around that they assumed that United were going to win, and it turned out that Valencia pretty much put in one of their best performances last season, and considering the result in the other game, United actually missed a trick by not being able to kind of, you know, top their group because of that.
And we will see if that plays out that way. And finally, Karan, the other group we wanted to sort of talk about, well, involves another soccer sense team, and that would be Juventus. Your impression of Juventus's mixed bag of results so far. They sit on top of their group, above Atletico. Again, basically the goal difference making them sit on top. But Juventus should qualify from there. But your impression so far of Juventus in this campaign?
Yeah, I think especially with this group, I find it's going to be very, very hard to bet against both Juventus and Atletico from qualifying. I think it's going to be a case of who's going to be able to qualify above the other. I mean, all in all, Juventus' performances have been quite solid, yes. But having said that, they still have kind of, you know, flattered to deceive a little bit, considering the kind of personnel that they have at their disposal. You are still yet to see that real eye-catching, you know, take-notice kind of a performance, which, you know, a lot of people still expect, but they still don't see.
I mean,
see.
They it take the match day 3 game against Lokomotiv. They actually trailed in the game and then needed late goals from Paulo Dybala to rescue. Well, I mean, they got a brace from Paulo Dybala and managed to get all 3 points, which turned out to be very crucial 3 points.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things that Sarri is doing right in terms of, you know, wanting to completely change the style of play, etc. And, you know, probably take a more proactive approach as opposed to the reactive approach of his predecessor, which is all well and good. But he's basically trying to do it with the same personnel. I mean, it's still baffling as to why, what is this obsession that Juventus managers have on regularly starting players like Kadira and Matuidi. I mean, yes, I know these players get a lot of hate on Twitter. I'm not one of them to really, you know, hate on them. I still have a lot of respect for both of them. They're still good enough players, and I still feel that there is use for them, but definitely not on the regular basis at which they are asked to kind of, you know, perform. Because I think they, in many ways, especially Kadira, they're kind of holding the team back. And knowing his history when it comes to injuries, I think you're better off kind of, you know, using him as in a more judicious fashion.
And we will see how this strategy pays off and the rest of it for the remaining match days. There are two teams we did not talk about, but if Vishal were on this podcast, he would probably forbid us from speaking about them anyway, and that would be Barcelona and Real Madrid. Both of whom seem to be stuttering along, should make it to the second round. Karan, like you are saying, it looks like the groups are going along predicted lines, and we're going to have all the favorites plus Manchester City going into the round of 16.
Pretty much, but Real Madrid especially better be careful, because they're not high and dry yet, because, you know, it's still a little too close for comfort for them.
So it should be an intriguing second round once we get there, after we get down from the 32 teams to the 16, and we'll of course be bringing you all that and more in our European coverage of the Champions League. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at SenseSoccer. You can subscribe to our podcast on any podcasting platform that you are listening to right now, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Pocket Casts. As well, we can visit our page on Audioboom, audioboom.com/channels/soccer-sense. That's it for match day 3 of the UEFA Champions League 2019-20. Karan, we hope your elbow recovers very soon and you are back in full-time action very quickly, and you don't have to continue to figure out if you can use the mouse without having to lift your elbow or with your left hand.
Yes, I think that would definitely help.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Until then, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
See you guys next time.